Meeting to order. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody for being patient. We had to wait for tape to arrive as well. Senator, I think what we'll do first is go through simple introductions with committee members and also with staff who are helping us out. I think that's appropriate. I'm Representative Rod Hamilton, District 22B, so southwestern part of the state, Cottonwood County, Jackson County, and four townships in Nobles. And my senator is the infamous Senator Magnus, so we sent him up your way, my friend. Senator Nino.
I'm State Senator Sean Nino. Those of you that have been around here a while will know I'm in my second non-consecutive term. Live in Cambridge, represent the Isanti County, Chisago County area currently.
Go right down the line there.
Senator Michelle Benson, District 49, Ham Lake, Andover, Coon Rapids, first term.
I'm Senator Scott Newman. I represent the McLeod and Meeker, a little bit of Wright County.
So I'll... We can do the other conferees here quick.
I'm Jim Abler, and I'm here to help.
And I'm Diane Loeffler. I represent Northeast Minneapolis, which I hope hasn't been ripped apart in the last hour.
Yeah.
Danielle Pinelli from House Research.
Ms. Pearson?
I'm Stacy Pearson, Legislative Assistant to Senator Sean Nino.
Dave LeBaco, Analyst with Senate Counsel.
Joan White, Senate Counsel.
Thank you. And I'd just like to say as well, Ms. Pearson's going to help with the minutes and taking care of all the documentation. My CA, Ms. Harmon, is out. She cannot be here today for some personal reasons as well. So thank you for that. If we could go through a side-by-side, Mr. LeBaco, could you go ahead and walk us through, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm just going to walk through the pieces that are different between the two versions, starting in Article 2 on page R10. On the right-hand side, you'll see Senate-only Section 2, and this is regarding modifications to the adult foster care program. Continuing on the bottom of page R10, the very last line, Section R4 at Senate-only, continuing on to page R11, again, this is also regarding modifications to the adult foster care program. Continuing on to page R27, still in Article 2. At the bottom, the Senate section only, Section 22. Again, this is also relating to the adult foster care program. And this continues on through page R28 and on to page R29. And the last difference in Article 2 is on page R31 at the top. And this is part of House Section 21 and Senate Section 24. There's a technical difference, this change would inadvertently left off of an amendment earlier, and we do recommend taking the House language on this. And that is it for Article 2. If there are no questions, I'll move on to Article 3, starting on page R44. On the left side, the House side, starting on line 42.2, there's a sentence in Clause 2 that is in the House language that is not in the Senate, and this is technical, and we do recommend the House language. Continuing on to Article 3, page R65. There is a difference. If you look at House line on the left side, lines 64.9 to 64.10, you can see the difference there is in regards to requiring the needs assessment within 20 working days. The Senate language strikes this, where the House keeps this intact. And that is it for Article 3, differences in Article 3. And if there are no questions, I'll continue on to Article 4.
Please continue.
On page R71, again, this is, again, a technical difference. This is a Senate section, Senate section only, section 2. And again, this was also inadvertently left off of a technical amendment, and we do recommend the House version, which would be to not include this in the bill. And that is all, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for that. Members, any questions? Side by side. Any questions? I believe what we'll do, we'll go ahead and address the non-controversial items, if we could, please. Senator, we heard the side-by-side. We're talking about the House provisions on many portions of this. Would you like to go through and make a motion on line item by line, or page by page, if you will? Start there, and then come back to the areas where we have the differences.
Sure. I'll move all those. How's that?
So, Senator Nienau moves that we adopt all the identicals. Is there any debate? Any questions? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails.
Recorder's done.
There we go. We're moving pretty quickly, aren't we? The next portion, let's go to page 65, right? In the House file, the House language, we had that one provision, Chair Abler, you had an oral amendment on the House floor. You want to speak to that?
Well, Mr. Chair, it was meant to create a discussion. The discussion was a very productive one with the department. And I thought, in fact, they called about within 10 minutes, which I thought was really good service. And so kudos to that. And we've had a good chat, and I would suggest that we go with the Senate version.
So Representative Abler moves. Get to the first one. It's R65, right? Get to it.
So Senator Nino would move Senate 36.
Senator Nino?
I will move the Senate language, section 36.
Okay. The motion is move the Senate language on section 36. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. So the next item of business would be taking up the language that was amended to, it was a Senate file, I believe, 254, that amendment. Senator, would you like to speak to that?
Yeah, this was a provision that was in both the House and Senate budget bills. I believe it was in both, but it was in the conference report, or was intended to be in the conference report, and was paid for in the bill coming out of conference, but due to a reviser's error, the policy language was not included. So Senator Hand's office approached me and asked if we could add this into this bill. It was paid for, but the language wasn't there. And so we went ahead and did that. It was regarding some changes to adult foster care. I believe the crux of the change was to move the age from, I believe, 55 down to 18, so all adults instead of just the elderly adults. And we've had some discussion about that. This is a provision that was supposed to be part of all of that budget negotiation with Chair Abler and Chair Han and the governor and all of those people. So I do have an amendment that I would offer, Mr. Chair, that hopefully can help us retain the language here, but kick that discussion back to those working on the budget.
Thank you. The amendment is being passed out. Would you like to speak to the amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The amendment, just to sum it up, says that this language is only effective upon enactment of an appropriation in the 2012 budget. So the language would stay in the bill, but unless the budget negotiations provide money to pay for this, then the policy cannot move forward. And if there is not an appropriation for fiscal year 2012, then it all goes away. And this amendment, the effect of this amendment is to kick the discussion on this particular piece back, for all practical purposes, back to the budget negotiations where it was supposed to be in the first place. That was the intent.
Thank you.
Nobody will test.
Any questions from members on this?
Mr. Chair. Just on the money, is this the $34,000? Is that what the price of this? Okay.
That is
and
correct.
Does that cover admin, or does that cover the provider cost, or is that a combination of both? Do you know, Ms. White?
Mr. Chair, members, it covers whatever it costs whatever. For these three sections.
All right.
Representative Abler?
Thanks. Well, we did intend to pay for this, and except for the language being out, it would be happily sitting in our omnibus. So, all right.
Any other questions from members? Would anybody like to testify on specifically this amendment? Seeing no one moving forward, we'll bring it to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. Hold on. Ms. Keel.
Oh, do we need to adopt? We need to adopt the language.
Hold on. We're not there yet. Ms. Keel, do we have another amendment that we discussed earlier?
The pilot language?
No, this is the only amendment.
Amy, is there? They're getting a sentence.
Okay. We're in the process of getting an oral amendment on that. All right.
So we can just take a discussion on the next section, maybe.
So what we'll do then, while we're waiting for that oral amendment to arrive, so we get that correctly, I would ask anybody who would like to testify on this section of the bill. If there's anybody out there who would like to testify, if you'd move forward at this time.
Might tell them what we're doing.
About the oral amendment. Yeah. The oral amendment, what we were discussing up here, taking some of the conversations that we have had as well, we understand what the authors are wanting to do here. We have been discussing about having this, at least in this bill, being a specifically a pilot-type program. And so there would be more limitations, if you will, at least in this bill coming out of here. Any discussion? Representative Abler, you want to address that?
Well, I think it's productive. I know there's some concerns on the part of a lot of people on the idea of this. And if it's a good idea, we could try it out. Anoka County actually supports this provider doing this. Well, they had a letter to that effect. And so I think it's a good, safe way to start. So I think that's really prudent. And the audience is happier, by the way.
I'm seeing smiles, and they're staying in their seats, so it must be a good thing. They're shaking their head yes. Well, I tell you what we'll do then, if you're okay, I'm not going to move the language yet until we receive the oral amendment, but we do have another amendment. Representative Chair Abler, would you like to speak to the
Thanks.
It would be the RA-11-257 amendment. Do the members have that amendment?
There you go. I made about 12 copies.
How many are you guys have it?
Anyway, so Mr. Chair, this is a bill that was this is the alternate opportunity for home child care providers. It was House File 912. It passed the floor 116-10. The word suitable was taken out of this draft, which drew some interest from Senate Representative Biskins about that word. Otherwise, he liked the bill. And it was part of the omnibus, I'd just like to see it happen. And the department supports it. It gives if you have a home-based child care and would rather rent space under all the same rules, there's actually probably as good a space or better probably available. And so that's the bill. It's actually familiar to, I think, everybody, and I would move that amendment. I need to Ms. Pinelli to create in the omnibus there was an effective date, and I just jotted effective date in the bottom. So if I could add that as an oral amendment and incorporate the language in the omnibus about the effective date, I would do that, Mr. Chair. And so I'd move the bill, the amendment as amended.
Okay. Do we have is there someone from the department that would just like to speak on this amendment? Just want to see where the department is on this amendment. Please state your name and who you represent for the record and begin.
Mr. Chair, Amy Delwa from the Department of Human Services. And is this? Could you restate what the amendment is? I'm sorry, just the title.
What was that, child care?
Representative Abel.
Yes, it's RA-11-257. The department is neutral on this amendment, and so we don't have a problem.
So we don't have a problem with this. All right, thank you. Anybody else would like to testify for or against this specific amendment? I believe there's a few people out there now that have this. Seeing no one coming up front, any discussion? Any further discussion on this amendment? From members? Hearing none. Prepared to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So the only last item of business that we would have would be that oral amendment.
And then to adopt those three sections.
Right. No, I understand.
Be out of here by 10 to 4.
Oh, we will. We still don't have anybody that would like to testify for or against, so we're doing really well.
You have a much happier audience than they walk in now.
Much happier chair as well.
And, Mr. Chair, may I ask
Senator
why
Benson?
The move to a pilot program? I haven't seen the amendment, but...
Yeah.
We could have testimony about why they're concerned about the base bill if you want.
So,
Mr. Chair?
Representative
I can, since we're having an informal chat here, Mr. Chair, Representative Benson, Senator, sorry. Well, it was meant to be a compliment.
Thank you, Senator Abler.
I'm losing total control here.
Anyway,
Representative Abler.
The bill that's introduced, the Vandeveer Detmer bill, it gives a lot of an open-ended, limitless way to serve people in a single site for an unlimited amount of time, 24/7. And there's a lot of so there's a concern that would be not helpful to everybody who would actually qualify under the limitless amount there, and so. And so the room came to testify about their concerns about that. And so if it could be done on a limited basis, then that would be kind of a pilot and see how it works. And if it works well, it could be expanded. The bill is a little expansive. So this just brings it down to one site, okay, which will be the person who was attempted to doing this in the first place. There's been a group working on this for 8 years. And this group will be allowed then to proceed with its work. No one else is coming forward seeking this flexibility anyway, so that then they can do that. And
so, Senator Benson, Mr. Chair and Representative Abler, you've spoken to Senator Vandeveer?
No, I haven't.
About
but the man who's spoken to Senator Vandeveer has spoken to me a goodly number of times.
Okay.
And the interest, and he could come if he'd like. No, there wouldn't be time. But anyway, so this serves a purpose of the intent. The bill was written very broadly to include him and anybody else in the state.
Okay.
No one else in the state has come forward to even be interested in doing this. And so the intent of the authors, as I've talked to both authors for about 8 years, is to help this fellow try this out. And so this fully accomplishes the goal of the authors.
Senator Benson.
Thank you, Representative Chair Hamilton. I'm concerned about fundamentally changing the bill. I know Anoka County Chairwoman Rhonda Sivaraja testified in our committee about this, and am concerned about reducing it to a pilot without some greater understanding of why a large program isn't acceptable.
Well, Mr. Chair, maybe it would be productive if you want testimony on the concerns on the open-ended version of it. But I'm having, I mean, she's run a, Commissioner Sivaraja is my board chair as well, and I know this topic more well than I would like, frankly. But I'm fully familiar with the topic, and I know what they're trying to do. And this would allow that to occur. We, 13 years I've been in this topic, and I didn't know this, anything like what I know now, and I still don't know everything. But some things that we attempt are good ideas, and some things are maybe good ideas. And I think this is maybe a good idea. And this fellow, I think, deserves the chance to try it for all his persistence and with the backing of the chair. And I think the backing of the chair is to this specific individual, given his interest and his credibility to the county. She didn't tell me there's anybody else seeking that. So I think it's totally consistent, and I think that Mr. Representative Detmer and Senator Vandeveer would be, I think, satisfied they'd accomplished their goal with this. That's my opinion.
Senator Benson, we do have some folks that would be able to answer some of our questions.
And if we have the oral amendment ready, I'm done with my inquiries. So, Mr. Chair, as you would wish to proceed.
Thank you. We take some testimony quickly on this? We will be done in 12 minutes, my friends. So please state your name, who you represent for the record, and begin.
Mr. Chair and committee members, I'm Steve Larson, the Public Policy Director for the ARC Minnesota, and we've testified on this particular provision several times. What this does is it changes statewide policy to allow adult daycare to be operated in an adult foster care home. And that's currently permissible for individuals over 55 years old, but this would lower it from 18 to 55. And we're concerned that we're pushing employment and other opportunities for individuals with disabilities to get out of the homes. And this would allow individuals with disabilities to be able to stay in the same home 24 hours a day and not get out. And during these budget times, this is the type of concern that we have, that we would allow people to stay, not have an opportunity to get out of their home to do productive activities. And so this is currently allowed on a variance basis, and so we've been talking about one specific situation, but other individuals, if they wanted to, could apply for a variance under the current law and go forward with this. But we're not in support of making this a statewide change in policy that would potentially impact thousands of Minnesotans with disabilities.
Thank you for your testimony.
Mr. Chairman, members, Sue Abderholden, Executive Director of NAMI Minnesota, National Alliance on Mental Illness. We, too, are opposed to this because it really kind of turns the clock back on how we have been incorporating people with mental illnesses in our community. We believe that really most anyone is able to work, even if it's part-time or even if it's volunteer and not paid, and that that actually is a really healthy thing to do. Someone who has serious depression or schizophrenia really shouldn't be in the same place 24 hours a day. The other thing I might add is I was actually the executive director of ARC back in the 80s, and one of the things we used to say that when you're trying to protect vulnerable people, that sunshine is the best disinfectant, which means that no one should have 24-hour control over someone with a serious disability, because you want other people interacting with them to make sure that they are, in fact, safe, and you often have two opposing sides making sure that someone is safe and well taken care of.
And Mr. Chair, I'm Kevin Goodnow, representing the Minnesota Habilitation Coalition and Association of Day Training and Habilitation Providers. Our folks provide day services for people over adults with developmental disabilities. We've been, for many years, been criticized actually for the lack of active services and treatments that we provide as day training and habilitation providers. We've been working towards strong employment activities and activities for folks with developmental disabilities. This policy on a broad basis would basically take away the requirement for active services with regard to employment activities, and it appears to be stepping backwards. I think in the context of what's happening during the legislative session and with regard to budget priorities, to add what we consider another lesser service out there across the board probably isn't the appropriate time to do it. We do feel that within the context of a pilot project or a limited scope project, that it would be appropriate, and we could take a look at how that works and how that integrates into the over broader service array of services that are out there for people with developmental disabilities.
Thank you. Any questions for the testifiers?
12 minutes.
Hearing none. Thank you so much for your testimony.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Abler.
Ms. Punelli has an oral amendment, and I've been told if we limit it to one individual, then there's no need for the fiscal note. And then we can actually delete the repealer we just adopted, and then this can go forward as a certainty and not as a hope for – it saves us $34,000 in our bill.
Ms. Pinelli.
Mr. Chair and members, the oral amendment is on page R10. It's the Senate language, line 11.19. After license holder, insert in Anoka County. And then further on, also on the same line, 11.19, after subdivision 2A, insert as of July 1st, comma, 2010, comma. And then on line 11.20, after over, insert for up to 2 years, comma, and the commissioner will provide recommendations regarding expansion to the legislature by January 15th, comma, 2013, comma, based on an evaluation of who selects the option and outcomes.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Newman.
One more time and slower, please.
It's been out.
My Griggs shorthand is really out of practice.
As is mine. Ms. Benally.
Mr. Chair, members, on line 11.19, after license holder insert in Anoka County, and after subdivision 2A insert as of July 1st, comma, 2010, comma. On line 11.20, after over insert for up to 2 years, comma, and the commissioner will provide recommendations regarding expansion to the legislature by January 15th, comma, 2000.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, can we back up to after 2 years, comma, and start after that comma, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Ms. Benally, a little slower, please.
For up to 2 years, comma, and the commissioner will provide recommendations regarding expansion to the legislature by January 15th, comma, 2013, comma, based on an evaluation of who selects the option and outcomes.
Who selects?
Any questions, members? Okay, Ms. Pearson, did you get that?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you. Can we ask someone from the department to come up and comment on the fiscal note, if this would indeed make the fiscal note go away? Representative Abler, we're going to be finishing up in 4 minutes. So, welcome.
Mr. Chair, Amy Delwell from the Department of Human Services. With regard to the way that the oral amendment is to limit it to one provider, then there we would not assess a fiscal note to this. However, should there be an expansion of this, that there would be fiscal implications to the bill. So that's what we were puzzling through or discussing and wondering if we needed to make an additional clarification to that effect to assure that it would be continue to be limited to the one provider.
Okay. Mr. Chair. Thank you for your testimony. Representative Abler.
Well, it's a legislative intent that this individual, the pilot is one place trying this, and this will be an island of one person doing this forever as far as we're concerned. So I think that the for up to 2 years piece is probably not appropriate, but then at 2 years you would then evaluate how it's going and see if other people might want to use this. That was our intention of the pilot idea. So this fellow would be doing this. And he still has to contract with the county, and the county could pull the plug if it wasn't going correctly. I think that's the fail-safe. Am I correct?
Mr. Chair, Representative Abler, yes, if we could assure that the language is verifies that we would do a review and bring a recommendation back to the chairs of the policy and finance committees regarding whether or not this should be expanded.
Right.
I think that that limit right. would be appropriate.
And so, Mr. Chair, I think that we need to, I'd like to offer the amendment that Ms. Pugnelli read with the exception of the four up to 2 years. And so the intent is that this individual could continue on doing this, and the county will be the judge if it should continue, and the department would see how this is going to be duly impressed or unimpressed, and then bring a recommendation that we should expand this in the, at the future time you brought forward. So I think that the Ms. Pugnelli understands the intent of my amendment and can technically correct that to make it conform.
Okay. So the motion before us, Representative Abler moves the oral amendment with striking the up to 2 years language, and Ms. Pugnelli will make the appropriate technical changes.
And Mr. Chair.
That is the motion.
My other oral amendment would, to include that would be to delete the amendment that we adopted about the money. So that would be all one big amendment.
Mr. Chair, just clarify. So
Senator Nino.
You're including, in your oral amendment, you're including to strike the language that was adopted with my amendment.
Right.
This
okay.
is correct.
And so, Mr. Chair, the effect of this is that there is no contingency. And so this individual who is seeking this flexibility will have it under the watchful eye of the county, and then the department will come back in a future time with insight about how this is working.
Everybody's clear on the motion? Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Senator Nino? We need to move three other areas.
Yes, Mr. Chair, we have on page R31, House Section 21, I would move that we adopt the House language.
Motion before us is to adopt the House language in Section 21. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. Senator Nino.
And Mr. Chair, on page R44, House Section 10, I would recommend that we adopt the House language.
Motion before us is on R44, Section 10. The recommendation is to move the House language or adopt the House language. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Senator Nino.
Well, Mr. Chair, I'm told by staff here that we've got it all done now.
Did we adopt the three sections?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, please.
Actually, the proper motion when you've already adopted the amendment is to move to reconsider the amendment and then vote again on the amendment. So if you want to make sure that that language is not in there, I think that would be a good idea.
We want to do this properly. Thank you so much.
It's a high-level motion, Mr.
Senator
Chair.
Nino.
Yeah, let somebody good at doing this.
Mr. Chair, that's what I was going to originally do until Representative Abler incorporated that into his amendment. Mr. Chair, I'll move to reconsider the H1406-CC1 amendment that I had offered previously.
So the motion is reconsider the H1406-CC1 amendment. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Mr. Chair, I will withdraw that same amendment.
And
I believe that is the correct, yes.
That's fine.
And, okay. And the amendment has been withdrawn. Thank you so much, Senator.
And we adopted the language as amended for those for that Senate section.
And let's see. We will adopt the language. We'll make that motion as far as the language.
I didn't remember if we did that or not. To adopt the Senate, whatever that add-on piece that we
okay.
amended.
So
that
think
would
three
be sections.
Section.
Is that right, or did we not do that?
I want to make sure we got this right. So the question was, did we indeed adopt the Senate language as amended? And we have not. They're shaking their head. We have not. So the proper motion would be, help me out here, sir.
Mr. Chair, adopt Senate only sections 2, 4, and 22 as amended.
Mr. Chair, I'll move that.
Representative Abler moves that we adopt the Senate language, section 2, 4, and 22 as amended. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. I'm going to turn to staff, advise us, have we covered everything?
Mr. Chair, yes, you have.
All right.
I think you have to instruct them to make any technical changes they can possibly think of.
All right. We're going to instruct the staff to make any technical changes that you can possibly think of. I'm going to ask for any discussion from the members, and we're going to vote on that as well. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. Okay. Any other comments? Question, comments? I'm going to ask one more thing. I want to make sure that we properly posted this. Is that correct? We've run through all the procedural things correctly. Ms. Pearson.
Mr. Chair, it does appear that the posting did not go online on the Senate side. I don't know if that has happened now. It was supposed to.
But it did go on the House side. I'm chairing the committee.
Correct, Mr. Chair.
And we're working off a House file. Very well. Any other discussion?
Do we have to make any more motions? There's no motion to do the whole thing.
Pardon me, Representative.
We need any more motions? Does staff advise any more motions or not? Do you have enough? Okay.
Back to staff.
I'm going to keep you not coming back, Mr. Chair.
Do we have to make a motion to approve the whole thing?
Mr. Chair, members, I don't think so. You've adopted all the sections, so I think that's fine.
So we're done. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So the proper motion would be to adjourn. Is that correct?
That's what we've been waiting for.
All right. I want to thank everybody for working with us on this as well. It's always a pleasure. Senators, hold on. Oh, I am going to make a motion that we will adopt the conference committee report. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Can we adjourn now?
Yes.
Thank you so much. We are adjourned.
Okay, you got the new plates and stuff.
Good job.